One of the most harmful misunderstandings of gratitude is using it to silence pain. Someone says, I am grieving. And another person says, well, at least you still have a lot to be thankful for. Someone says, I feel depressed. And another person says, just count your blessings. Someone says, I am angry about what happened. And another person says, Christians should not talk like that. That is not Christian gratitude. That is spiritual pressure. The Bible gives us a better way. The Psalms are full of lament. God's people cry out, ask questions, name enemies, confess fear, express sorrow, and plead for help. Psalm 13, one says, how long, Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? That prayer is in the Bible. God did not remove it because it sounded too honest. Christian gratitude does not erase lament. It gives lament a place to stand before God. Lament says, Lord, this hurts. Gratitude says, Lord, even here I look for your mercy. Hope says, Lord, you will have the final word. These belong together. Another mistake is using gratitude to avoid help. A person may say, I should be thankful, so I do not need counseling. Or, other people have it worse, so I should not ask for prayer. Or, if I really trusted God, I would not need medical help. That is not wisdom. God often helps through people, pastors, counselors, doctors, mentors, safe friends, and supportive communities. The Bible encourages this practice, and Ministry Sciences observes a similar pattern. Human beings are formed relationally. When suffering isolates a person, wise support can help restore perspective, safety, and hope. Gratitude should never trap someone in silence. It should open the door to wise help. What harms gratitude? Pretending, comparing pain, shaming sadness, spiritualizing depression, calling neglect patience, calling avoidance peace, calling isolation strength. What helps gratitude? Truthful prayer, safe conversation, scripture, rest, community, medical and counseling support when needed, small practices of noticing grace. So when hardship comes, do not say, I must be thankful so I cannot hurt. Instead say, because I belong to God, I can tell the truth. You can lament and still trust. You can seek help and still have faith. You can grieve and still give thanks. Christian gratitude is not the end of honest sorrow. It is the beginning of sorrow held by hope.